Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Shannon McWhorter for community comment. There has been a steady flow of bad news for America since Joe Biden was elected a little over a year ago, and all indications point to a continuation of the same. Biden and his leftist party are hell-bent on destroying our country at any cost. Inflation is at a 40-year high, and Biden has done absolutely nothing to contain it. In fact, he is denying that it's a problem, and actually driving it higher with his out-of-control deficit spending and regulations. We were below 2% inflation before Biden. Energy prices are through the roof due to Joe's stupidity of closing down the oil fields, overregulation on energy companies, shutting down pipelines, and higher taxes. Hell, we went from the world's biggest producer of oil and gas to begging OPEC and Russia to bring more oil to the market so gas prices would come down. We need to drill more and get back to being energy independent. We're paying $5 a gallon for gas today compared to around $3.25 a year ago. To top this off, our southern border is out of control. The crime rates are soaring throughout our nation, and we have a supply chain that is strangling our economy. China and Russia are eating our lunch. Speaking of Russia, this Ukraine issue has me very concerned about what could happen with Sleepy Joe calling the shots. His track record is terrible, and Afghanistan proves it. The last thing America needs is another disaster like that. Biden has blood on his hands from that fiasco, and we don't need to spill any more. In the last couple days, Special Counsel John Durham has brought several indictments against Hillary Clinton's campaign. Going to be interesting to see the final outcome. They are accused of spying on President Trump in the White House, no less. The Main Street media has had very little coverage on this matter. This may turn out to be many times bigger than Watergate, all while Joe Biden is busy providing crack pipes to addicts with our money and providing zero leadership towards solving the real problems the United States is facing. I'll leave you with this question from Ronald Reagan. Are you better off today than you were 1 year ago? This has been Shannon McWhorter for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.